Yes, greetings in Jesus' name. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to look at another verse following the same theme as we had yesterday, looking at Hebrews 5, starting at verse 1 through 3 or 4 there. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity? And by reason hereof he ought, as for people, so also he himself to offer for sin. And what stood out to me here, yesterday we had talked some about the compassion that Jesus wants us to be filled with, the compassion, the true compassion of Jesus Christ, not the self-motivated compassion that we can drum up of our own, but rather true and genuine compassion that comes from God's Spirit within us. And as we reach out to those around us, I had to think of this verse here. It's not a negative thing when we find ourselves with infirmities or things that, you know, we're ashamed of, things that we wish would not be in our lives. That's not something that we necessarily have to be ashamed of. I mean, if we make excuses for it, then yes, we should be ashamed. But if we find ourselves at a place where we are longing for deliverance, I think there is hope here. And the thing that stood out to me here is the fact that these priests, the book of Hebrews is talking about the priests of the Old Covenant, and it said that they are the mediator between, it says here, for every high priest. Now, a high priest would be someone who is God's servant. In other words, he's a man that is set apart for the business of God. And that service is mostly in serving other people, serving God's people. So it says that a high priest is a regular, ordinary man who is taken from among men and is ordained for men in things pertaining to God. So he is a regular, common man who is taken and is used for other men in things pertaining to God. And then there's a few things, you know, that he is to do. One is that he may offer a gift. This is for sin. But then on continuing down the list in verse 2 there, it's also, you know, to have compassion. And on the ignorant and those that are out of the way. And out of the way would be beset with weakness. And then it says there following, and it says, for that he himself also is compassed with his infirmity. And I think oftentimes that is what brings compassion in our lives. If we are plagued with something, you know, it never fails that a blind person will, and, you know, whether he's healed from that or is stays blind, he will always have a tender spot in his heart for other people who are blind. And so it goes, you know, on down the line. Wherever we struggle in, wherever we have experienced a disappointment or a painful experience or something that we, you know, that causes us a struggle in our life, we will automatically have compassion on others who have that struggle, if we're filled with Jesus Christ, that is. And so it's not a negative thing. You know, not only does Jesus have the ability to deliver us from those things that we're desiring to be delivered from, those things that we're ashamed of, whether it's a bad habit or a besetting sin or something in our life, not only does Jesus Christ have the power to deliver us from that, but he then uses us, he then turns it around and uses us to help others be delivered from that same thing. And I think that's what this is talking about, that in the New Covenant, every Christian is called to be a priest. Every Christian is called to fill and be active in that office. And it's obvious that some will have gifts more so in that area than others, but I do believe that God wants all of us to pursue, to serve others, as we talked about some yesterday, and to have compassion. And so who is better equipped to help someone through to deliverance than one who has been there himself in a certain area of failure? And so not only does God have plans for us in, you know, delivering us, but he also wants us to move on into and be active in serving others in the same way. And it says that no man taketh this honor unto himself. And so I think that that is where God wants to keep us, is to continually remind us that it is him who delivers us. It's not through some power that we have or some ability that we have, but it's rather that we continually keep in mind that without Christ, we are nothing. Without Christ, we will go back to where we were before we met Christ. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of light, and we need to continually be aware of the fact that if Christ would lead us, we would be back to the very place where we were before we met him. And so it behooves us to continue to walk in humility. You know, as verse 5 says, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but rather he gave that glory to God. And even Christ, in his example on this earth, his continuing statement was, not my will, but thy will be done. And as my Father worketh, so I work. And as my Father leadeth, so I follow. And so God has much in store for us in the remainder of the days before his coming. And he is always there waiting and watching and hoping for us to be of service to his children. God bless you.